We got another heavy hitter speaker. He is a former normal rep. He's been speaking here for over 10 years, probably his 12th or 13th, I believe he said. So please give a warm welcome, make massive love for Chris Crane.
Hey, who's enjoying legal weed today? Wouldn't it be great if this was every day? Like, wouldn't it be great if you could go into a store and buy your marijuana legally? Would we like that? Wouldn't it be great if you could go on your phone and dial in an app and have it delivered to your house legally? This can be a reality. Next year, we will have legal marijuana on the ballot to vote for. Now look, I know people don't love to vote, and I know people don't love to be told to go out and vote, but really, I don't care what you think about the presidential election, I don't care what you think about Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or any of these other clowns, but next year there's gonna be a reason to go to the ballot booth and vote, and there's gonna be a reason for you to tell your people, tell your friends to get out there and vote. Because you're going to have a chance to make every day as legal as it is right here today on the Boston Commons. A lot of people feel like it's inevitable. Marijuana is just going to become legal, so what do I have to do? I don't need to go out and campaign. I don't need to recruit anybody. I don't even need to go out and vote. It's just going to happen. Let me tell you something. A few years ago, I've been speaking at this festival a long time. And when I was here 10 years ago, what I was being told was, it's impossible. Right? What are you doing? You're wasting your life. You're wasting your time. It's impossible. We're never going to legalize marijuana. Now I'm being told, what are you doing? You're wasting your time with this. It's inevitable. It's going to happen anyway. Well, that's not true. Right? Marijuana is legal today in Colorado. It's legal today in Oregon. It's legal in Alaska. Right? It's legal because people got together and organized and coordinated and got out the vote. And we did what everybody just a few years ago was saying was impossible. Now they're saying it's inevitable.